Chapter 38. Mr. Finch was livid. His field officer in Prague had just phoned to report that her simple cleanup job at the Four Seasons had gone sideways. Field Officer Housemore was Finch's eyes, ears, and muscle for all local matters relating to Threshold, and despite her compartmentalized knowledge of the project, she knew secrecy was paramount. So what the hell just happened? For someone with her skills, the errand at the hotel should have been trivial, but somehow it had resulted in an armed confrontation with an embassy employee. For Christ's sake! Fuming, Finch placed a secure call to the U.S. ambassador in Prague. At the Four Seasons, Susan Housemore took a final look around the royal suite, confirming everything was finally in order. She was exhausted from her sleepless night, but felt confident her mission here was now complete, despite the unfortunate interruption. The strangeness had begun around 4 a.m. when she was awakened by a phone call from Mr. Finch, who issued the most unusual directive Housemore had ever received. Knowing better than to ask for any kind of explanation, she had jumped out of bed, recovered the package that had already been left for her, and unpacked the specialized components required for this assignment. Shortly after 6 a.m., Housemore had exited her apartment, feeling like she should be going to a movie set rather than executing a mission. She was dressed all in black, carrying an elaborate spiked headpiece and a menacing silver spear. In her pocket, she carried a bottle of foul-smelling liquid that had nearly made her gag when she cracked the lid to sniff it. Whatever the purpose behind this operation, Finch was very specific about how to carry it out. Field Officer Housemore had followed Finch's directions precisely, making her trance-like march across the bridge when the order was given. And while the charade meant nothing to her, it clearly scared the hell out of Robert Langdon. And chaos ensued. Housemore suspected that chaos had probably been Finch's goal. He was a seasoned strategist who was known to admire the tactics of figures from Sun Tzu to Napoleon, seizing every opportunity to enhance the effectiveness of field operations by layering in psychological warfare whenever possible. PsyOps was a bloodless, low-risk, extremely effective way to weaken the opposition. Disrupt, destabilize, disorient. An enemy distracted by chaos made poor decisions and was easier to manipulate. Mission accomplished, Housemore thought. It had been reported back to her that Robert Langdon had pulled the fire alarm and evacuated this hotel. Now she was tying up the final loose ends. After an exhaustive search of the suite, she had confirmed for Mr. Finch that there were no printed manuscripts hidden anywhere, including in the hotel safe, which was open and unused. She had now cleaned up, leaving the suite as she found it. Before she exited, however, there was one final order of business. Field Officer Housemore walked to the bay window and eyed the lavish arrangement of red, white, and blue tulips that had been sent 3 days earlier to Catherine Solomon from the U.S. Embassy. The handwritten note of congratulations from Ambassador Heidi Nagel lay on the floor. Blasted by frigid winter air, the flowers were drooping prematurely, their flaccid stalks leaning outward in all directions, barely concealing the electronic device that had been hidden among them. Housemore reached in and carefully extracted the Sennheiser parabolic surveillance microphone and FM transmitter. The listening device had been placed there by the U.S. Ambassador's office at Mr. Finch's request. She slid the device into her coat pocket, fluffed up the dying flowers, and took one last look around the suite. Then, utterly drained, Housemore headed home to get some sleep.